During their first 2 years of studying music at Luther College in Decorah, violinist Carla Dietmeyer and cellist Olivia Hahn rarely spoke to each other. But the two became friends their junior year, and quickly they realized they had a lot in common musically.
That first time in the practice room, when I brought a tune to Carla and I was like, hey, listen to this, and she just instantly started adding and playing with me, and I was like, how have we missed out on this?
Hahn and Dietmeyer developed the sound for their band, The OK Factor, during their senior year. After graduating last May, they moved to Minneapolis to explore a new music scene. In 2 weeks, the duo is moving again. Hahn is going to Memphis and Dietmeyer to Georgia, but their hard work this summer paid off. Dietmeyer says for the first time, they're using a manager to push the band forward.
So he's going to help us sort of get the gigs that we want to get, like college gigs, which would be easy for us to do. You know, I have a job in Atlanta waiting for me, but I can get away on the weekends. And so,
Atlanta to Memphis, what did we say, nine hours? Yeah, so it'll be a challenge. A challenge we're willing to work through, though. We don't want to give this up. We have so much fun, and this just is natural. Our classical training has helped us get to where we are, and now we can play out of the box. And
for me, it's a lot of the bow gestures from classical music, the dynamic range from classical music.
This is a different genre, but you still have to shape the phrase. You still have to use dynamic contrast, and a lot of the accents are the same. And so we draw from that. I mean, we've both been playing since we were 4 and 5, and that stuff doesn't leave you, and it shouldn't. I don't think a lot of what we do, the classical influence just kind of melds into the folk genre.
Cellist Olivia Hahn and violinist Carla Dietmeyer say they are in the process of recording new music with the goal of releasing it in December. At the State Fair, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.